What up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation, here October 3rd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this K-State podcast. All things K-State sports, where that is football, coming up. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast tomorrow morning, early once again at Baylor. Women's volleyball going on right now as I speak. Or we're about to talk about women's soccer here in just a few minutes. Cross country getting in their second meet of this 2025 season. We'll try to get all that here for y'all this weekend on the podcast here, folks. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Right on into it. Last night, Dylan's Sunflower Showdown. K-State. Well, the good news, K-State women's soccer, well, they got on the board finally in conference play. They struck first in this match. This was in Lawrence between 14th ranked Kansas, but it all went downhill from there as the women's soccer team falls in their third consecutive Big 12 match. They're losing 4-1 there at Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence. Yes, I know where that is. But we take a look at this box score here, and we talk about I've talked about here K-State getting onto a fast start. Well, they did just that, scoring the first goal of this game, but all of a sudden, no defense in this ball game for K-State. It was been in their strong suit throughout the season to this point. Very stunning, honestly, if I'm to be perfectly honest there. So there's that. But Andrea Moeller scored a third goal of the year there in early. They struck fast and quick. This has been missing from this team, but unfortunately, they could not add on to this lead or could not slow down the KU offense in this ballgame. So Andrea Moeller, again, one of the only three seniors. Again, this is, again, I think, kind of what a theme has been here between all these athletic teams at Kansas State. Young team with three seniors on it. Moeller's been one of them. We have talked about Andrea Moeller throughout the year up until this point, scoring another goal, her third of the season, but it went downhill from there. Right as later on that first half, Julian Gregorowski scored her fourth goal. This was a penalty kick, so to tie the game, and that probably swung the momentum in the Lady Jayhawks' favor there. A penalty kick there, of all things, tied the game, and it went ugly from there. And then, of course, Becca Smith late in the first half untied it for the Kansas there with a 2-1 lead. And then K-State were not to score again, ever. So, but is there a positive? K-State women's soccer scored a goal in conference play. What's coming in, they didn't even score. I haven't even scored a goal in Big 12 conference play going in, and you get it against your hated in-state rival, but you could not slow down the KU offense there. And again, the second half there, Livy Moore scored her third goal in the game. And it was apparently the Becca Smith show, because she scored again later on this match, 74th minute? Yeah, 74th minute of this game, 75th minute, if you would round that up there. Becca Smith scoring two goals to lead the Jayhawks this 4-1 win over Kansas State. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, postcast of women's soccer episode. Eddie Greer the third, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie, coming to you from another hot one here in Kansas City, Missouri. And wow, this has been, I'm sorry to get off topic here, but this has been kind of a trend weather-wise here in the Midwest, at least around here anyway, since I relocated up here. Long winters, and then you get this couple weeks of fall, and then boom, long ass winter. So looks like it's going to be just that again there as well. We're early October. It's still pushing out 80, mid 80s, high 80s, somewhere in there. You're getting high 60s in there, so which feels still hot. So yeah, so there's that. But yeah, K-State record now for head coach Colleen Corbin now moves to 5-4-2 overall. And look, they had some, again, the word momentum I keep using. They had good momentum coming in to the Big 12 schedule. Well, it is all of a sudden the record now, all of a sudden now, has moved to 5-4-2 on the season, and still no wins yet. still over in the conference, 0-3-1 in Big 12 play there as well. And here's a note here. The only goal scored by K-State by Andrea Moeller was the earliest goal of the season. This goes back to what I've been talking about all year with this K-State women's soccer team. You got to get out the fast start. You know you have elite defense. Elite might be a too strong word, but you know you have a good solid defense on top of you and a good great goalkeeper in Maddie Sibling, right? So if you get one, you know you get around that defense, and then maybe hopefully get a squeeze another two there. Hannah Palmer was quiet in this one. Did not see her name pop up in any of the stats there in this one. KKU after this game now 6-2-2 advantage over K-State. For head coach Corbin. First time playing Kansas and Lawrence in general there. And looking at this terrible record at home in October, not even going to mention it because it is awful. But Moeller, again, Andrea Moeller. This is the Andrea Moeller podcast here, folks. Moeller for K-State Women's Soccer has net scored her fifth career goal at Kansas State there. Maddie Sibling, speaking of which, made 5 saves in this game. And let me go back to the box score here real quick. So shots on goal, KU all over this K-State defense, 20-7. Their saves, 6-3, favor K-State. Corner kicks, KU 7, Kansas State 1. Offsides, KU was ahead of that 4-1. And the fouls, K-State, I think this is the fourth game in a row that K-State has led the stats and fouls there. No cards were handed out in this game, surprisingly enough, there as well. Colleen Corbin there talked about finally scoring, and we're just going to leave it at that because that's the really positive coming out of this game here, this match here, as K-State still winless in Big 12 play coming out of Lawrence here. Head coach Colleen Corbin just talked about the fast start in that first half, finally getting, and more importantly, really, finally scoring a goal, not just in the first half, but in the Big 12 in general. Says, quote, "I hope so. That's what I told the group just now. There are obviously a lot of disappointment and a lot of frustration, but we also have to keep in perspective scoring first and being out in the front foot and setting the tone like that was a focal point for us coming into this game. So that's for sure a positive takeaway. I am happy for Andrea because she's been working her tail off, and I'm glad that she's got rewarded. But we also generate a lot more that we could have capitalized on early. And I think that would have changed the momentum of the game. So it's a tough lesson to learn, but also, again, I'm happy for the group and happy for Mo that she was able to get a goal early and kind of set the tone right there. And unfortunately, and I might know, that was the quote finished off right there by Coach Colleen Corbin in a 4-1 loss to Kansas on Thursday afternoon, late afternoon / early evening in Lawrence, Kansas. The Purple Project podcast continues. Eddie Greer III here for another postcast here. Again, we will get to college cross country some point this weekend. Obviously, the pregame will be coming out here as I'm recording this on Friday night. We'll be coming out here very shortly ahead of Baylor. I'm not going to record another one. We're going to let it ride. And then, of course, you get my reaction following this game, the football game at Waco with the Baylor Bears tomorrow. But yeah, so you would hope that you can hang your hat on. You got your first goal in conference play against your in-state rival. You set the tone, but unfortunately, that did not carry it through there. And KU all of a sudden scored on 4 unanswered goals there to take the Sunflower Showdown in this one. I think they're playing Kansas again. I'm not sure. All these episodes, all these schedules come mushed together when we record this thing. So, but yeah, Colleen Corbin, head coach Colleen Corbin, and her K-State team now, Wentworth soccer team, falls to 5-4-2 on the season, and now 0-3-1 in the Big 12 Conference. Now as their next opponent here, as they continue their 3-game road trip, going to Orlando this Sunday. That match starts at noon. Lunch hour, baby. Lunch hour, noon on Sunday. There again, same thing applies. This is the first time on this podcast. Postcast, recap, reaction after every case. We try to do this after every K-State athletic game, match, football game, wherever it is. That's how we roll on this podcast. And, of course, we'll have news throughout the week, of course, and all that other stuff there as well. So K-State got to try to get off the mat once again and go to the state of Florida, where it's probably going to be hot. probably so. Probably hot down there. Go test their will here against UCF coming up on Sunday afternoon down there. Again, we'll have postcasts of it all after it's all said and done. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get where podcasts found. Free and available daily. We're going to record K-State content again. We're coming at you. Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your K-State podcast. And if you have an opportunity, I have not said this enough throughout the year. If you have a chance, please rate us 4-5 stars, preferably. It doesn't just help us out, but it helps out other K-State fans out there, whether they're living here in Kansas City, Manhattan, Wamego, you get the drift, Colorado, so forth. They'll find this podcast, this everyday K. We come at you every day, whether that's football, soccer, cross country. We'll have a recap of what they did coming back on the roads or in the grass, really. Earlier today, men's women's golf participated in Fayetteville early this week. So we'll have that, and that episode will come out tomorrow night. I have that scheduled out tomorrow night. Schedule will have to be pushed back a little bit to early next week somewhere. So we're getting in. We're getting it in, folks, here in the podcast here. Pop me now. Taking a little break for time being right now. As I'm working with limited equipment. But Greer 380s Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Apostrophe's Podcast. And again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Apostrophe's Podcast, for more coverage there of your Wildcats there. I am limited on equipment right now. Hopefully by the end of this month, figure something out and get something solved. Have Alex back on the podcast over on that bonus channel. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is on the women's soccer side, Kansas 4, K-State 1. In the Dillon Sunflower Showdown for the first time in all the sports here in the 2025-26 athletic calendar year for Kansas State there. And head coach Colin Corbin falls to the Jayhawks there on Thursday night. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition, Go Cats.